Timmins. If the public has any information on a rash of serious crimes downtown Timmins, the police want to hear it. At a last-minute press conference today, Timmins Police Chief Sidney Leckie addressed the recent spree of violent incidents and break-ins in and around the downtown core and said that police are progressing in their investigations. "This is a bit of a cat-and-mouse game for police while we try to provide the public safety needs to our community," said Leckie. "There have been two shootings in the last week. This morning, there was a shooting in the area of Cedar Street North and Balsam and Fifth Avenue. See, heavy police presence in Timmins for reports of gunshots. A shooting also took place on Friday, December 13, and one arrest has been made tied to that incident. Another assault took place at the Timmins Transit Station on Saturday, December 14. 8 break-ins occurred in 72 hours last week around 3rd Avenue. 2 arrests have been made in connection with some of those break-ins. Both have been remanded into custody," he said. "One individual we've interacted with 181 times here with the Timmins Police Service. See, this needs to stop. Timmins businesses cleaning up after rash of break-ins. Related. Councillor wants a good push for Timmins businesses this Christmas. Last year, there were 6 attempted murders. This year, Timmins police said there has been 1 attempted murder so far. Shootings that happen anywhere are concerning," he said. "These are very targeted events, and we believe that the public in general are not at risk, other than the obvious risk that comes from gunplay anywhere. Police believe the people involved in both incidents know each other." Leckie wouldn't discuss the specifics of any of the cases to avoid interfering with the criminal proceedings that are already underway. Despite these incidents, the chief said that property crime in the city is trending down. "Property crime is on the downward trend in Timmins, believe it or not," he said. 2023 was less than 2022, and 2024 thus far has been less than the prior 2 years, so break-ins are on a downward trend. Both of the people charged in the break-ins so far have long histories with the Timmins police. He pointed to needed bail reform with repeat offenders and those breaking release conditions. "Every case is unique, and everyone has the presumption of innocence until proven guilty. I do believe, though, that those who have demonstrated that they are a risk to continue to offend," he said. "That is proven by their actions, their criminal records, and sometimes the nature of the offenses that are involved. In recent months, there has been a conscious effort to increase the police presence downtown, and that will continue, but Leckie said that is not sustainable. We'd like to continue with that, and I've heard general comments publicly that they see that increased police presence, and people are comforted by that," he said. "There are some staffing issues there and challenges there. We don't want to burn people out either. If you have information on any of the investigations, call Timmins Police at 705-264-1201. To remain anonymous, call Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477.